When Arnold Schwarzenegger met reporters this week, he said he wanted to become the people's governor by winning California's recall election.
Everyone, Democrats, Republicans, young or old, makes no difference to me. I will represent everybody.
But as he claims the political center, Schwarzenegger is being attacked from both sides. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports that the actor has become the campaign's main target, other than Governor Gray Davis.
At his one and only meeting with the political press corps, there was not a question asked nor a word spoken about the positions that have defined Arnold Schwarzenegger as a moderate Republican, his support for abortion rights and gay rights. But social conservatives need no reminder of Schwarzenegger's views on these subjects. The Reverend Lou Sheldon is the leader of the Traditional Values Coalition, which is based in Orange County.
Socially and on the moral issues, I'm convinced that Arnold Schwarzenegger may very well be a worse villain than any he's ever faced in his movies.
Sheldon says his organization plans an anti-Schwarzenegger email campaign targeting 5 million conservative households. But it's not just Schwarzenegger's views on social issues that have had conservatives worried. They're also skeptical of his views on fiscal matters. It didn't help when he announced that his chief economic advisor would be billionaire investor Warren Buffett, a Democrat who'd criticized the Bush administration's tax cuts. The next day, Buffett gave an interview to the Wall Street Journal saying that property taxes in California were way too low. Schwarzenegger has a pair of more conservative rivals in this race, State Senator Tom McClintock and businessman Bill Simon, and they wasted no time taking advantage of the gaffe.
I'm Bill Simon. Gray Davis tripled our car taxes, and now Arnold Schwarzenegger's team wants to triple our property taxes, which just goes to show you, don't send a liberal to do a tax fighter's job.
So, at his news conference this week, Schwarzenegger took pains to shore up his credentials as an anti-tax fiscal conservative. The people of California, he said, are punished enough.
From the time they get up in the morning and flush the toilet, they're taxed. Then they go and get a coffee, they're taxed. They get into their car, they're taxed. They go to the gas station, they're taxed. They go for lunch, they're taxed. And this goes on all day long. Tax, 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 tax.
This is a sign that while Schwarzenegger wants to appeal to a broad range of voters, he knows where home base is, says Republican strategist Arnold Steinberg.
I think that Arnold Schwarzenegger realizes that he has Republican after his name and that the Democrats are going to try very, very hard to get back some of those Democrats and independents that are leaning toward him now. And so he really has to have somewhat of a conservative base.
Which will certainly play into the hands of Schwarzenegger's critics on the left, like self-styled progressive candidate Arianna Huffington. She held a news conference to denounce him outside of a hotel where he once attended a meeting with Enron CEO Ken Lay.
What interests me is to make it clear that he is a Bush Republican, that he is not somebody who tries to position himself as against the special interests, the people's governor, because then the people will be fooled again.
Clearly, Schwarzenegger's finding that navigating the center has its perils, says political analyst Sherry Bebich Jeffy.
Because you can't veer right, you can't veer left, and when you're in the center, you're alienating almost everybody else.
But so far, the blows that have come Schwarzenegger's way have been far from fatal. The latest opinion poll shows him leading the pack of possible replacements for Gray Davis, with his closest rival, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, trailing by 5 percentage points. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.